Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
And we begin the final hour of the show, Harry, with breaking news. It is a final now. Flush the process is underway, Harry. Brett Brown, out of town.
Why do you keep hitting that drop?
Because I don't have a toilet flush in here. I used to have a toilet flush in here.
Wow. That toilet is harsh.
Jeez. It crashed and burned. I know. I asked Joe if he had it. He had it in the other machine. I used to always have a toilet flush. It is a final. Brett Brown. Again, I'm not jumping, dancing on a guy's grave. They had to fire. You can't sell season tickets when your team is supposed to be a contender and you lose in the first round. Am I wrong here?
No, you're right. I mean, it's over.
And I know Dean doesn't want it. This is the big story, Dean. News flash.
Yeah. Here's the news flash. We don't do a radio show for Dean himself.
You're damn right. And we certainly don't do a damn Boston radio show because you can't understand those strappers up there. You know what I'm saying?
Although they got a good hockey team, a good basketball
team. Absolutely they do.
That power play that they had last night was surgical.
Yeah, but they jumped out 2-0, and it was no quit in your tenure.
No.
In your, what do you call it?
Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's good, man.
They are good. Give the Bruins credit, man. Yep. That was a good effort last night. And obviously, the other team that played well, obviously the Golden Knights, and then now Grubauer is going to be out for a while, by the way, for the Avalanche.
For the Avalanche, yeah.
And the Stars beat them last night, jumped on them early, and a solid performance. Don't sleep on the Dallas Stars either. Speaking of Dallas, they got a hockey team that's playing well, and they got a basketball team that's 2-2 in their series.
2-2, yeah.
But Brett Brown, Harry, can you sum it up?
Well, I've said this on Philadelphia radio for quite a few years. I thought that Brett Brown was a nurturer. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he was good with the young, mm-hmm. like sub-talented play, like guys that weren't super talents. He was good with that group, and he's good at nurturing young players. But at some point, you got to move on from a nurturer to a winner.
Yeah, and he was a good soldier.
Yes,
and he put up. He got.
And that's why he got extra years.
Exactly.
Just because
he got
he put up with that crap.
He was a pop guy. They brought him in. And he got a chance, mm-hmm. and he had to be the good soldier and run out the crap that they gave him to work with and take loss after loss after loss and deal with it, and it wasn't fair to him.
And the organization also hung him out to dry on several occasions to have to explain their crap.
Exactly.
Which going really wasn't his job.
Yeah, going out there every night and not throwing his players under the bus because they suck. That's hard to do as a
He's
professional.
He's a class act.
He is. I don't really dislike the guy at all. I never had any bad things to say about him personally. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think that he got a fair shake. I don't think anybody can say that. How many years was he here?
Seven.
That how many coaches last seven seasons when they underachieve? Mm-hmm. The beginning, you give him a pass, but they kept him in there. They gave him players to work with. They gave him process players. They gave him Jimmy Butler. They gave him all these different people to work with. And then this team regressed this year. It's not all on the coach, but you can't fire the owners. The owners have to sell the team. They have to make the decisions. And the simplest, easiest, just like I said about the Capitals coach last week. Mm-hmm. I said they lose the game five, they're going to fire their coach.
Yeah.
Because hockey coaches get fired. And NBA coaches do too.
But hockey churns them.
Oh, really quickly, they keep churning them out. And guess what? There's going to be a bunch of rehashes guys mm-hmm. who are going to be in line now. You know, Jeff Van Gundy, Gumby, all the same guys. All the same guys that get jobs. You know, Atkinson's now a hot commodity, even though he's getting fired from his one job. He's going to be a hot commodity. Tyronn Lue. And then Allen Iverson will come in, and they'll recreate him stepping on him on opening night next year, Harry, and he'll pack the house.
Allen Iverson's 125-1 to be named the next Sixers coach.
Who do you like, Harry? You going to throw a couple bucks on the AI?
Charles Barkley is 66-1.
Wow.
66? What would Charles waste to say? 66,000.
I'm seeing Juwan Howard's name being yes. Dick Vitale put up. He said, hey, you know what? Juwan Howard, smart guy. Why not Juwan Howard getting a chance?
And Juwan put out a statement then saying that he's not looking for any other jobs. He's good where he is at Michigan.
Oh, okay.
But he had to put out a statement. Phil Jackson is 33-1.
You think Phil Jackson's going to stop collecting all that New York Knick money in Montana up there on the ranch, smoking pounds of copious amounts of weed? I mean, he doesn't even care about Jeannie Buss anymore.
I know.
He said, screw you, Jeannie. I mean, I've had you a million times. But I'm going away. I'm in Montana. I ain't got time for this crap in the NBA. I won my championships. I rolled the ball out with the triangle for all those years. Then the New York Knicks were stupid enough to give me the keys. I lived in New York for a couple of years where I was a great player and a Hall of Famer. And even I got sick of New York. And they got sick of me. And they gave me a gazillion dollars to go away.
And props to Tex Winter for that triangle offense.
You're damn right, Harry.
You talk about the next head coaches and, you know, for the Philadelphia 76ers and Brett Brown, obviously the news just coming out, getting fired is the big story. The coach ain't the problem. As Tony mentioned, Brett didn't even really get a fair shake. And Woj just tweeted out again on top of his tweet announcing that Brett gets fired, saying Brown's dismissal is expected to be a precursor for more upheaval within the 76ers organization, including general manager Elton Brand, and ownership is looking into restructuring the entire front office.
Wow.
They should. They need better scouts. They need better talent evaluators. They need smarter basketball people in there. Elton Brand's a great player. Class act, smart guy. I loved him when he was with the Clippers.
Yeah.
He was a great player. The Sixers got him in here as a player, remember, when he was a free agent? Because he was a solid player in the NBA. And the Sixers, like a lot of other teams, during the summer, once the season's over, they look at the list of available free agents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they go get him. They did it with Andrew Bynum, which was a trade, I believe. And that was a joke.
Total joke.
They were so desperate to go get that next hot name to bring in to bring this franchise back to relevance. And it didn't work. So now it's going to be a reprocessed, sort of like the poop things. When you're on a boat and you have that holding tank and it's the macerator pump down there, and then when you go out at least 3 miles offshore, you can release all of the fecal matter.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's how it works. You think those cruise ships keep that stuff in there?
Oh, that is
so. When you have a boat, when you have a boat and you have waste matter in there, like a bathroom. It goes into a holding tank.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then most bigger boats.
Like it does in an RV.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then in the ocean, there's a macerator pump, and then you open it up and you let it out into the ocean. And then you get a good chum slick, and then you start catching some mahi-mahi and some tuna. And then bam! Now that's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
What do you think? Do you think the ocean's all clean? And it goes right away. It goes away. It fertilizes the sea.
Mm.
It doesn't.
I just don't want to think about it.
Look at all the fish out there. What do you think they do out there?
And it is nutrition for fish.
Yes, it is. My son's chickens down there in Maryland. You know what we fed him yesterday after we cut up the flounder? The pieces of flounder. Chickens will eat anything. They're free range, so they're eating the best. They're eating fresh flounder. They're eating all kinds of meats and cheeses.
Well, what'd you do with your flounder?
I got it filleted upstairs.
Oh, okay.
It's in bags. I got it up in bags upstairs. It's going to be good, man. So anyway, it is a final now. And Brett Brown, Kenny Atkinson, I don't know how soon they'll make a decision. But anybody who thought this would be a shocker, I said it on Friday. If they get swept, Brett Brown's going to go. There's no way you can convince a fan base that you can bring this back as currently constructed.
Yeah, you can't.
It happens in
run
all
it
sports.
Back, as they say. Run it back, Tom.
Exactly right.
Yeah. But now what happens if they select this Udoka fella who was on the staff? I don't think that's going to wow the fan base, I can tell you that.
The Sixers are now the chum of the NBA. They're basically putting that whole thing in a macerator pump and then pumping it out 3 miles offshore and letting it settle to the bottom.
But are they doing it 3 miles off of New Jersey, Delaware,
or Maryland?
It doesn't
matter. All you have to do is be 3 miles offshore.
Okay.
Then you can dump the pump.
It's only the stuff that you bring back in that matters.
You dump the process right out there.
Okay.
So I may do that. I'll go back out next weekend with my – I can't. I'm going
now,
away.
Now, is this the Delaware Bay or is
no, this is
the
Atlantic,
Atlantic
Ocean.
Ocean.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to be out in the ocean. You got to be offshore.
All right.
You can't dump poop in the Delaware Bay. You got to be no matter what ocean you are, at least in this country.
Yeah.
Pacific, Atlantic. The Gulf of Mexico, got to be 3 miles out, and then you open up the pumps, and you release the flotsam and the jetsam.
Release the Kraken.
Release Zaire Smith. Throw them all in there.
Yeah, Zaire
Smith.
Yeah, see, now the imitation goes away, too.
And you can't
it's
do
no
Brett
longer
Brown
needed.
Anymore. Well, Dean can do it now since he's a big Boston guy.
Oh, yeah.
Strapper.
Speaking of strappers,
yes.
Would you like to go to the strapper line? Do we have any?
Do we have any strapper calls?
Yeah, give me a sec. Actually, we have someone on the line right now.
Oh, let's go to Trevor up there in Connecticut. He asked me for – this is how good Trevor is.
Yeah.
He asked me for permission on Twitter today if he, too, can – what was the permission that you were requiring from me, which I don't really have to give you because you're a free man and it's still a free country at this hour at least?
I just wanted your blessing that we could rip the process because I think it's a bunch of sham. It's a pyramid scheme like Enron, Herbalife –
Herbalife.
Do they still exist?
No, I think they finally went out. No, they do. There's a building. The Herbalife building was off the 405. The 405 down there, right there, right near the airport. That's where the Herbalife building was. I think the guy died though. He had some bad. He had a bad batch.
Yeah, I actually know some people who still sell it, and I still laugh at them because they're part of the sham that is called Herbalife. So I ask for your blessing because I don't want to be an imitator. I just want to know because we want to rip the process to shreds. It wasted more time than anyone did. I didn't care about basketball, nor still I do. I will say this. Harry, you are banned from joining the Jumping the Flyers bandwagon, including all the six-year process onks.
Wow.
Who said I wanted on it?
How about Martinez? Your boy Martinez, you're not jumping on a Flyer bandwagon, huh?
Just because he loves them? No. Why should I? If I'm not wanted on it, I'm not going on it.
What do you mean you're not going on it?
You should take off the CCM hockey shirt off right now.
Why are you wearing a CCM hockey shirt on here?
What's wrong with me having a hockey shirt on?
It's hockey season. Basketball season's over here.
No, it's not.
It's all over, man.
It's over, man. Luka's the most entertaining thing. And we can also shout out to the Sixer honks who would not trade Ben Simmons for Luka Doncic. That happened on Twitter over the weekend.
Yeah, these straps. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. These lick-faced guys. These lick-faced guys should be licking salt licks out in the woods with the deer.
I don't get involved in this stupidity on Twitter. These nitwits.
Well, the only nitwit that is the people who say that the Flyers retool was a fraud. That goes back to your old station, Mr. Harry Bays. So I will say this. The retool of the Flyers is 1,000% better and more better of my time than the process that we shall flush.
Who's closer to winning a championship right now as constructed, Harry? The Philadelphia Flyers or the Philadelphia 76ers? I don't mean this year. I mean built now to make a run. Adding a piece here, a piece there. They already got the goalie, the most important piece.
They got
piece.
The goalie and they got a coach.
And they got
some nice defensemen.
Exactly.
Okay? They need more firepower.
Of course, and they will go out and address that. All right, Trevor, good stuff, man. Just keep firing away, man. Just keep firing away. I have breaking news up. This is just in from Spike Eskin, the head process honk in Philadelphia. Farewell to Brett Brown as coach of the Sixers. Did a good job for many years. Took a lot of bullets for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Good coach and good man. I agree with him.
Okay.
He's absolutely right.
I got no problem with that.
No, that's the way I feel. He is a good man. It was a good joke.
And he took a lot of bullets for a lot of people.
And that's what I said. I think he was listening to the show, which he should be.
That's what I'm saying. They hung him out to dry on numerous occasions.
And I said that from day one, what they did to this guy was unfair.
But it was time to go.
Yes, it was. Time to say goodbye. I may have to play that now. My version of, you know who did that? Bocelli?
No. Jeez.
And who else?
You have a version of this?
My favorite version is the one they play in front of the Bellagio Fountains.
Oh, okay.
It's Andrea Bocelli. And the woman Robin doesn't like, but I love.
I like her, who is married to Andrew Lloyd Webber. What's her face?
Sarah Brightman.
Sarah Brightman.
Oh. Sarah Brightman. That version kills me every time, Harry.
Wow.
I don't know what it is about her voice, but it's like nails on a chalkboard for me.
I couldn't pick Sarah Brightman out of a lineup.
Yes, you could, Harry. Yes, you could. We're coming back to great Chuck Cooperstein. How about those Dallas Mavericks? How about them Cowboys? And they're probably going to get Earl Thomas now, too, in Dallas.
Yeah.
Stick around. That's coming up next.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Back here, the top story this hour. Brett Brown has been relieved of his duties after 7 years as head coach of the 76ers, and nobody's happy to see a guy go. But he was a good soldier for 7 years. He got to sit around and take bullets for a bad team, a bad organization, a bad ownership group. Sam Hinkie was a fraud, committed consumer fraud for 4 years on the public, and he was forced out by the league. The league doesn't want guys like Sam Hinkie around. At least when other teams like the Dallas Mavericks have a bad year, they're smart enough to get the right guy.
Well, yeah, they make a trade with Atlanta for Luka Doncic.
Exactly, and the man who gets to call Luka Doncic 40, triple doubles, fall back three-pointers at the buzzer is the great Chuck Cooperstein. Now in the, not only are the Dallas Mavericks looking good. I mean, it's tied, but they're in this series, yeah, obviously. But then you got the Dallas
Stars
look like they're a cup contender in the West. And the Dallas Cowboys may be getting Earl Thomas. What is going on?
How about them Cowboys?
How about that Chuck Cooperstein, man?
Tell you what, I can't believe you're still sitting upright after just saying all that. That you're just not laid out flat at the
possibility. Well, I give credit where credit's due. Luka Doncic. The amazing story about him is you're absolutely right. You know, we talk about tanks, and yes, did the San Antonio Spurs tank? Yes. Did they tank four consecutive years and commit consumer fraud on the public?
No.
Asking them, telling them that this was going to work and they were going to win a championship this way?
No. The Mavericks did not do that. The Mavericks had three bad years. And they kind of gave up on last year when they made the Porzingis trade, knowing that Porzingis wasn't going to play. I mean, they had a chance to fight for the playoffs, but once they made the trade, that was the end of that. But the payoff this year has been tremendous. And, you know, they're a 43-win team that probably should have won six or seven more games because they were such a poor team at closing out games. And, you know, the crazy thing about yesterday was, you know, as dramatic as that game was, the Mavericks had an 8-point lead with under 3 minutes to go, and they couldn't close out the game. And they needed Lou Williams to miss a free throw in regulation time so that the game would go to overtime. And Kawhi would miss at the horn that the game would go to overtime. So, you know, listen, it's phenomenal what's happened here. I'm as surprised as anyone that the Clippers, frankly, have played as poorly as they have played in the series. I think in some ways the Mavericks have done that to them, but I think the Clippers right now are their own worst enemy.
Yeah, you're right. Harry was talking about Kawhi and some of his plays.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just couldn't believe he got caught in a switch there on that final play because, you know, he's one of the best.
That was
defenders.
An automatic. That's an automatic play. If you talk to 30 teams in the NBA and say, how would they defend that play? 30 teams will tell you that they would switch it. Now, you and I are wondering, like, why would you do that?
Right.
If you have Kawhi Leonard at the beginning of the play next to Luka Doncic, why would you just not have him stay with Luka Doncic wherever he goes?
Right.
But that's just not the NBA way. I don't know why. Somebody's got to explain this to me at some point.
Yeah.
But that's, that's their problem right now in L.A.
Well, I'll tell you, Friday night, I really thought, you know, the Mavs would be in trouble. I'm watching Luka hop up the tunnel on one ankle. And then you find out that Porzingis isn't going to play in Sunday's game, and I'm thinking, well, Luka's got the injured ankle. They're done.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a tremendously courageous effort on all
parts.
Well,
they were done.
Yeah.
They were done. They were 21 down.
Yeah.
They were 21 down, 16 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
And the Clippers mailed it in. And you know, what was interesting watching that was that Doncic had done very little to that point. He really had not tested his ankle. He was just sort of a couple of dribbles and pass it. Couple of dribbles, you know, and then stand on the other side of the floor. He really wasn't attacking or doing anything at all. And then they got down 21, and it's almost like he had this revelation moment. The light went on. Said, well, you know what? If we're going to get drilled, I might as well see if this ankle actually does work. And so he takes the ball. He does what he always does. He gets to the rim, goes off with a bad ankle, and is able to score. And it's like, oh, okay, I can do this. And that was the catalyst to a 17-3 run that got them back in the game in the second quarter.
You know, something about those bitch-ass white boys every once in a while in this league, as you know, Chuck, that can get it done right there. I'm getting a T-shirt made. I see that Clay Travis is selling them already. I thought of that immediately. I said, you got to come out with – they have to have those in Dallas all over the place, right? You would think.
I mean, I'm basically in semi-quarantine, Tony. I mean, what do you think? I'm not a man about town looking at every T-shirt bodega and see if they have these things or not.
Come on, man. What about the Dallas Stars while we have you? Is there excitement in the Metroplex about this hockey team? I mean, they're playing great. You talk about a team that flipped the switch in the last series and really is playing well now.
I mean, they turned themselves into the 85 Edmonton Oilers. I don't know what happened. I mean, seriously, this is a team that couldn't score goals to save their life. They were barely averaging 2 goals a game. And now they're playing fire wagon hockey, man. It's 6-4 and 7-3 and 5-3 games. I mean, the normal Stars game is a 2-1 or a 3-1 game with an empty net goal as the last goal of the game. But and what was really encouraging for the Stars in the last game is that Tyler Seguin came out of the witness protection program to actually make an appearance. Jamie Benn looked like Jamie Benn, who was the great Olympian for Canada back in 2014. And Radulov is still a fantastic finisher.
Yep.
And those guys had it going on. And, you've got that. And their second line, and, Pavelski and Corey Perry, those guys are proven playoff players. It's why Jim Neal got them in the offseason. And they're playing to type. And now Colorado's goalie is gone for the series, and they got another defenseman that's hurt. Eric Johnson's hurt. I don't know if he's going to come back in the series. And all of a sudden, the Stars are looking in pretty good shape because really their nemesis team was St. Louis. St. Louis, beat them in 7 last year, but they were so much bigger, so much more physical, and it carried over to this year, and they just dominated them during the regular season. Well, St. Louis is out of the picture now. And so there's an opportunity there for the Stars to do something that they've not done since 2008. Let's get to the conference finals.
Remember the Hall and was the skate in the crease? Was his foot in the
against
crease?
Against Buffalo.
99.
Yeah, exactly.
It was in 99 against Buffalo.
Exactly right. No, it's a great story. I mean, you're right. Pavelski, I know the San Jose Sharks couldn't afford him, but that guy still has a lot left in the tank. You want to talk about future Hall of Famers. Joe Pavelski's a lock. Oh, wait a minute.
I think we lost the audio.
We lost the audio. Here. Chuck, can you hear us?
Uh-oh. Yeah, we.
I don't hear you now, but I'm sure you can hear us.
I think we lost your audio. Did
you still
speaker...
there? Did you hit a mute button or something, Chuck?
I heard something like click, and then it disappeared.
I want to ask him about.
I know.
We got to make sure
Earl
he's
Thomas.
All right.
It's definitely not on our end. I think it was when he moved.
When he moved,
happened.
I moved just like that.
I don't know if you saw, but our buddy Zach Gelb at CBS Sports Radio tweeted. Earl Thomas flipped the bird to Pete Carroll, wanted no part of Derrick Henry in a playoff game, got caught in bed allegedly with his brother and two women, got in a fight at practice, and then got cut by the Ravens. Cowboys, next up. That's a great tweet.
How about you, Cowboys? There's like four teams standing in line. Come on, Earl. You know, what could happen next? Everything's going to be all right, man. Baltimore, who the hell wanted to play in Baltimore? Who wanted $40 million and a $10 million guarantee up front anyway?
Wow.
Now, Chuck, are you still talking over there?
Yeah, it's still not. You know what? Let's hang up and we'll start over again.
Well, not at the whole segment. Just we're going to pick it up from
we're
there.
We're just going to – I'm going to –
Chuck has not been canceled. No, he has not been part of cancel culture. You know what I'm saying? Yes. 1997 playoff game, game 3, Tony relaying how the Edmonton Oil Kings came back from 3-0 down late in the third to beat the Dallas No Stars in overtime 4-3. People remember these moments, Harry. Mm. People remember where they were when they heard Great Moments in Sports by yours truly back then, of course, on ESPN Radio, Harry. Where were you in 1997, Harry?
97? I was still down south. Had not yet relocated back to Philly.
Were you rural at least when you went down south, or were you a city guy?
I was at the beach most of the time.
Yeah, but you didn't live on the beach, did
you?
Oh, you were okay.
Yeah.
You were like on the beach?
No. I lived like a mile from the beach.
Brah.
Brah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, he's logging back in.
All right, we're logging back in with Chuck Cooperstein, the voice of the Dallas Mavericks.
And Brett Brown has issued a statement.
He's not there yet, but...
You know who else is, by the way, Josh Harris, the principal owner, the managing partner, issued this statement a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, here it is. We are really disappointed and know we let our fans down. Josh Harris said. It's unacceptable, and it's important that we all hold ourselves accountable. We are going to do a real assessment of how we got here and expect that more changes will be needed to be made in order to get this organization back on track.
Wow.
This will be a crucial offseason for us, and we need to get it right. Wow. No, like, hey, thank you, Brett, for taking the bullets for us and for putting up with your fraudulent scam hinky nonsense. That's disgusting, man. What a low life Josh Harris is with that statement. Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, there was no...
No acknowledgement of what this guy did.
Right, I mean...
Flush the process is right. Give me the toilet flush one more time, Joe. There's not enough toilets to be flushed. I want to hear the entire city flush their toilets tonight for Joshua Harris and the rest of the strappers running the Philadelphia 76ers. Never have I been more ashamed of the franchise than this motley crew. The Sixers Outsiders, they got to go too. I want all these things canceled. I want the Sixers Outsiders, the Insiders, here we are, the Uptowners, the Downtowners, the Lickfacers, the Slapdicks, all of these frauds at this organization. I want it going from all the way from the top, from the owner, all the way down to the mascot. I want everybody who collects tickets at the Wells Fargo Center gone. I want people going in there with flamethrowers and torching that locker room and starting from scratch. Chuck,
they're busy.
Let me tell you something, Tony. Tony, this sounds like 1993 when Doug Moe came in to coach the team. I mean, this is 27 years later and nothing has changed.
Well, remember, and then Gene Shue, the headline in the Philadelphia Daily News when Gene Shue was fired by the owner, Fitz Dixon, best headline ever. Shue no longer fits.
Yeah.
Gene Shue, S-H-U-E, and
Fitz.
F-I-T-Z. Yeah. Great headline. I don't think the Daily News has had a headline that good since then. That's how long it's been. But you're right. You know, Doug Moe liked to run and gun, and that was the 145 to 143 era of NBA games, right?
Yes, exactly. Defense was definitely optional back in the day.
Exactly. Now, some of these games, like the other night, that 150 to 122 game wasn't exactly a nail-biter.
That was the Raptors.
The Raptors beat down.
With 100 points from their bench.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't think the Sixers bench had 100 points for the season combined when you look at the bench. But anyway, all right, Chuck, the last thing, we were talking about the Dallas Stars, of course, and the Dallas Mavs. But now, Earl Thomas, we were joking, Harry read a tweet from our good buddy Zach Gelb about Matt, you know, all the things, all the different stops he's had. He flipped the bird
to Pete Carroll.
To Pete Carroll when he was leaving Seattle. Then he went to
He got caught
with another woman
in bed with his brother.
Yeah, exactly. And that happens, you know. Yeah. That one I could understand. I'll give him a pass on that one, Harry. You keep it in the family, it's okay. You mess around with somebody else's family, that's not good.
Right.
And then he goes to Baltimore, gets what, $40 million, $10 million upfront check?
Gets in a fight at practice.
Gets in a fight, and then they cut him for conduct detrimental, and now they're going to try to take the $10 million upfront back. Is there any way, if Dallas or anybody else signs him, and there's a lot of suitors, that he's going to get $40 million on a long-term contract?
No, not at age 31. No, that's not going to happen. He's still an incredibly productive player, you know, but just like everything else, the risk and reward, you know, it's one thing. If Earl was doing this and he was 27, you know, people might be more inclined to look the other way. But, you know, it's not like Jerry Jones has ever turned his head away from people like Earl Thomas and what they've gone through. And since he has been the apple of everybody's eye in this town for the better part of 3 years, and certainly over the last year plus, so when he basically begged Jason Garrett after they played in Dallas and Seattle won the game, like, come get me. Mm-hmm. Now Garrett obviously isn't here anymore, but who knows? He certainly could help the Cowboys. I know that. I mean, their secondary is not very good. They got big questions at safety, and I would think that, they cleared out some cap space, apparently, with Tyron Smith redoing his contract and whatnot. Money's right. I wouldn't put it past them to do it.
And you know what? The Cowboys aren't the only team. The Niners are interested. People are talking about
the Patriots.
And all of these other teams, because Chung opted out, right?
That's right.
There's a lot of guys who've opted. Maybe half the Patriots team opted out. So you know they'll probably make a phone call.
That's all because Tom left.
Trevor. They're tanking for Trevor.
Tanking for Trevor. Yep. I don't think they're tanking because they're not gonna be the worst team in the NFL with Cam Newton out there playing quarterback.
Well, tell me Cam Newton's gonna play quarterback.
You don't think they're gonna start Cam Newton? Are you starting a quarterback controversy in New England already, Chuck?
I think they will start him. Tell me how many games he'll actually play.
No, that's a legit question.
That's right, because I'm a legit person.
Exactly. All right, so explain to me how. Because, you know, we were talking about, you know, Sixers, when B fell into their laps because the teams in front of him didn't want to take him because he was injured. The Sixers took a flyer, and it was a good pick. How does Luka Doncic, because, you know, they're going to do, I already saw it today, redrafting the 2018 draft. If you had to do it all over again, where would the order be? And obviously, Luka would have been the number one overall pick.
Well, I mean, just think about this. Now, Phoenix
stayed local.
Igor Kokoschkov. Who coached him when Slovenia won the European Championship. Mm-hmm. Kokoschkov loved him, but the owner wanted the kid from Arizona.
Yep.
And listen, DeAndre Ayton has turned into a really good player. Yep. I mean, he absolutely has all-star ability. So I can sort of understand why they did what they did. You know, mobile bigs are still really hard to find. And Ayton, even, you know, this year has really expanded his shooting to where he can shoot some three-pointers now. And I think that's going to be really an expanding part of his game going forward. But the pick that will always be questioned is Marvin Bagley. You know, why Vlade, who knew Luka's dad, I mean, was friends with his dad, you know, Vlade's saying, well, you know, he needs the ball and De'Aaron Fox needs the ball. Well, you know what? If I'm Dave Yeager, who was the coach at Sacramento at the time, who's a pretty sharp guy, you know what? I think I'd figure it out. I'd try to find a way to figure it out. You know, it's a talent acquisition business. And again, not that Bagley is bad. It's what's made it worse is that he's just been hurt all the time. I mean, mm-hmm. he's been Embiid. I mean, he can't get on the floor. And, until he can get on the floor and show the athleticism that made him, a terrific college player for the 1 year at Duke, well, you know, then the Kings are where the Kings are as one of two teams in the Western Conference that right now, if you're looking at next year, the Kings and Minnesota are the only two teams that you would look at and say, you know what, they're not playoff teams. But everybody else thinks of themselves as a playoff team and probably should think of themselves as a playoff team.
Even with the number one overall pick that the Minnesota Timberwolves earned in the draft ping pong ball lottery last week?
It's a bad draft. There's no consensus number one. Mm-hmm. You know, Anthony Edwards from Georgia could very well be their pick. But he plays a lot like Andrew Wiggins. I mean, they just went through Andrew Wiggins.
Right.
They gave Andrew Wiggins a lot of money to get rid of him. To bring in D'Angelo Russell. Well, you know, so do you want that? Do you want LaMelo Ball? LaMelo Ball plays a lot like D'Angelo Russell, except that he can't shoot like D'Angelo Russell. He's a great passer, but he can't shoot. That's a problem. You know, James Wiseman can't pick him. Why? You've got Karl-Anthony Towns, plays the same position. Karl-Anthony Towns is better. And it's a really tough spot that Minnesota finds itself in right now, and I don't know how they wind up resolving that.
By the way, people are asking about the USA hockey sweater there in the background. Whose is that?
Yes. That was from the 2002 Olympics in Salt Lake City. And a friend of mine went to the Olympics that year and got Mike Modano, Bill Guerin, and Brett Hull to sign it.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Can you get $3.9 million for that, like the Mike Trout rookie card that went to auction for $3.9 million over the
Incredible.
Weekend?
Incredible!
Can you believe that? And that's why Dean, my buddy Dean in Clearwater, was, oh, you know, I had that Don, I bought that box of Donruss, and they said they'd have autographed cards, and there's going to be some Mike Trouts in there. Yeah, there was only one. And the guy who got it, and it's in mint condition, and somebody paid $3.9 million for it. It's unbelievable, man.
It's unreal. All right. Hey, man, I got to run.
All right, Chuck, so do we.
All right.
Perfect
timing.
I
messed up
man.
Your format entirely. Be
no,
good.
No, thank you, Chuck. There he is, Chuck Cooperstein. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. There he is, getting up and leaving the room. And slamming down the trunk on this show, Harry.
I think that is a first.
Somebody gave us the bums rush?
Yes.
He didn't give it. No, he was nice enough to give us time. I appreciate all our guests giving us
time.
That's
awesome.
It's over and he's out.
He opted out.
Rack that guy.
He opted out of the show.
Yes, he did. I was going to, but we got 20 minutes to go.
Right.
We're getting you caught up on all the stuff, Harry.
How about that baseball card, man? I think that was more money than the Honus Wagner card.
Yeah, the Honus Wagner card won for $3.1 million a couple of years ago.
I don't get it.
Me either. For a baseball card.
For a baseball card.
You know what that's called? Too much money, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Too much money. It was a Bowman Draft Prospect Super Fractor signed mint condition card, Harry.
Wow.
3.936.
Well, that changes everything. Now it's got some perspective.
Now it makes sense.
We're coming right back. Stick around.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Harry, you got action tonight? You're playing fantasy, daily fantasy, right?
Golf.
Yeah. But you can play daily fantasy basketball, too. Because we're in the playoffs now. And DraftKings is the leader in one-day fantasy sports. And yes, they're giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize.
Woo!
All you got to do is claim your share of up to $100 million in instant giveaways, is download the app and sign up using the promo code Bruner. Bruno. Why can't I even say my last name anymore? It's Bruno. Then you enter DraftKings Free Football Survivor Pool. While the top prize is reserved for one lucky winner, everyone who signs up and enters DraftKings Free Football Survivor Pool will receive an instant bonus prize of at least $5 in value upon entering. Don't forget to check out all the great Dennis Daily Fantasy Contests DraftKings is hosting for this week's basketball and golf action. Download the DraftKings app now and use the promo code Bruno to claim your share of $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running for up to $1 million cash top prize. That's promo code BRUNO to get your share of $100 million in prizes only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Minimum $5. Now, Mr. Hanalei says that he signed up for DraftKings yesterday since they sponsored the show, and he won 16 clams last night.
Boom. Clams?
Who says clams?
Hey.
But hey, whatever you win, it's good.
Does he say broads, too?
What other old school words are there?
Was he going to talk about, you know, the broads with the nice gams?
Yeah, great gams.
Yeah, that's gams. The gams.
Some hot babes, let me tell you right now.
Gams are legs, right?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Let's go to one of our own. Not a strapper. The couch guy joining us on the phone today. People have been ripping him today, accusing him of mailing it in, of opting out. That is not the case. Let's go live to the couch guy, the great Conlon Farrell. On the phone, mobilizing, I believe, as Jody Mack would say. What up, man?
What's going on? How's everybody doing?
Let me check.
I just want to say real quick, you know, obviously the news just broke about Brett Brown getting canned from Philadelphia. I could have sworn he just picked up a side gig as my insurance adjuster because the guy came out today, obviously had an accident a few weeks back, and finally they came out today to assess my car, and he said, quote, "It's a total loss. They're terrible." You know what I mean? Once it was a total loss, it's all over. So,
hey, you're doing a Donald. Everybody's doing a Donald Trump impersonation. That's pretty good. It's not as good as Harry just does the China thing. I don't think he does an extended Donald Trump impression.
Yeah. Well, he's the Joe Conklin opener.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, but I wanted to say you guys were talking about like clams, yams. How about macaroons? I mean, that's a real old person, like, oh, I won 16 macaroons.
I've never used that. I only do macaroons during Passover because that's when they sell them, because they're kosher. And I love coconut macaroons.
Weren't you down the shore this weekend, Tone? How many fish you catch?
I caught like 15 of them, but we had to keep, you know, we're legal. We don't take illegal fish.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to measure them. They have to be 16 and a half inches in Delaware. like 18 and 20 inches in other states. But if you go back to Delaware, so we had four of them. How many?
Four!
All of them are well over 16 and a half inches, including a 20-incher. And I caught three of the four biggest fish, Harry. And for that, I must give myself a roaring round of applause.
So just to confirm, Tony, that means that your title of the Duke of Fluke
yes.
still stands.
And, in fact, on my rod, I have, my son AJ had a rod made for me mm-hmm. by a gentleman who's no longer with us down in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there's a town in Maryland called Sacramento. What is it? It sounds like a California town. But anyway, there was a little town, and this guy made custom rods. And on the rod itself, it says, handmade for the Duke of Fluke, Tony Bruno.
Wow.
Nice.
And he signed it at the bottom, and it's lacquered. And that rod, I'm telling you, you know, like I couldn't play golf because I hadn't fished, hadn't played golf in a while. You go out. When you're the Duke of Fluke, even though I haven't fished for 4 years, mm-hmm. I was out there putting on a clinic. There should have been ESPN Outdoors should have been out there.
Did you have a Tennessee hat on?
I did not have a Tennessee hat on, no. I was in the rain, and I just every time I would throw it in, like within a minute, I'd get that boom, and I'd bring that baby up, Harry. It was a clinic. There should have been multiple cameras, POV, underwater cameras, watching the fish be pulled up like you see in those shows,
mm-hmm.
and they got the shark being, or the
you get the gaff.
Tuna.
You got to get the gaff when you get it close to the boat.
We just got the net, Harry.
Someday, we need to find somebody that has a boat big enough, but we need to go out fishing as a team. The
Robin,
entire Tony Bruno
I don't think
Bruno
you can
show.
Handle the canyons out there, the Baltimore, the Wilmington.
Well,
that
that's
water.
Such BS.
I'd want to go for tuna.
You got to go out like 90 miles.
Yeah,
Harry.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to have use code Duke of Fluke on brassboatshop.com.
Exactly right, man. I should have my own personal fishing channel. I should have my own outfit. I should have all the gear. You know, like I should have one of those jerseys on with like every single sponsor on there.
Right.
Cabela's,
exactly right.
Bass Pro Shops.
You'll look like a NASCAR
wish.
Driver.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want Wish. That's from, you know where Wish all that stuff comes from, don't you?
China.
Why do you think the Lakers are wearing Wish on there?
Now, Couch Guy, Conlon, more importantly, the insurance adjuster finally came out. Did he give
finally
you,
came out.
Did he give you the news that you
he
needed?
He came out. Is that breaking news?
He came out and told me the car that was undrivable was a total loss and said, wow, you're a genius. I've known this for 3 weeks. I mean, it took literally 3 weeks to get out there. It's been a nightmare. But finally, yeah, they're towing it tomorrow so I can hopefully start getting some reimbursement payments because, again, it's been tough.
Just sue. I would ask for at least seven figures to get this
exactly.
deal quickly taken care of.
Get Dan Lust.
Yeah. Get,
right.
Get the biggest lawyers. Get F. Lee Bailey. Get
Dershowitz.
Yeah, Alan Dershowitz. I think he's
on
the land right
hot
now.
Water?
Yeah, he's hiding out right now. He's in the bunker with Joe Biden in his basement hiding out somewhere.
Well, thank God for our new sponsor, DraftKings, man. It's been helping me pay these rental cars.
Exactly
and
right, man.
Cashing tickets every day.
You had the Bucks today. I think he laid the lumber with the Bucks.
12.5.
Yeah.
I actually had a car that was quote-unquote total that I drove for another 4 years after that. It was a 91 Tempo that I got hit leaving work. And, yeah, the adjuster came out. And, of course, anything that was wrong with the car was a deduction.
Of course.
I think I swapped out the radio for a modern one. That was a deduction somehow.
The depreciation of my car I had for 6 weeks, like $2,000. I drove this thing like 5,000 miles. That's it.
It's an outrage.
It is an outrage.
But I think I got like $600 for the car and still got to keep it. And drove it for another, I think 40,000 miles.
I think you can do that. It's called a gray title, right?
Yes.
Like you get it,
now, he's in Pennsylvania. Is it full or limited tort? Our great listeners, Rav Buffalo out there, wants to know.
Well, I have my new place starting tomorrow on South Street.
Yeah, he's moving into the city. People are running out of this town, but they're running out of New Jersey and New York, too. So
wow.
He's moving into the city, Harry. This way he won't put 5,000 miles a week on his car like Ryan has to do now.
Exactly right.
Well, welcome. We will welcome you to the neighborhood.
Yeah, when
Absolutely.
You get that nice check, we
right,
got to get some cocktails in this joint.
Absolutely.
We need some more 1,800
coconut tequila.
Coconut tequila.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, I think we got to reach out to them, man. Yeah, I mean, you want to be like me, 1,800 coconut tequila. Let's sponsor the show.
Let's get him in here.
Let's do it.
Let's do it live.
Do it live.
All right, who you got tonight?
What's the Laker? What's the Laker number tonight?
Dude, I don't know.
Probably
I heard
six.
LeBron got the new hair plug, so he's feeling pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
I think I'm going to lay the number on Bron in the Lake Show tonight.
Lakers are 7.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't know. I had the Blazers plus 7.5 last week. They lost by 8, man. That's the rig.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate that Hawk, man. I hate the Hawk.
Miami going for the sweep.
Yeah. I mean, but what did we say the other day? How good are the Heat with Jimmy Butler?
Yeah.
Commanding that team.
Yeah.
A bunch of young guys playing hard. Again, in the 76ers, they look like the Washington Generals. You know what I mean? Getting swept. You know, I mean, I hope that guy has a broom out that was dusting the Mets. I hope he has the same thing for the when the Bucks come back for the 76ers.
It's very intimidating when the other team goes bananas.
Bananas, exactly.
Hey, Joe Quill says, nothing as bad as me having the Braves and the over 9.5 on a parlay last night.
Oh, wow.
You're right about that, boss.
That ended at 9, right?
Yes, it did.
Wow.
Yeah, well, thanks.
That run thrown out at the plate cost him bigly, Harry.
That's right.
Couch guy, people missed you, so thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. I know Rothstein's running me. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Rack that guy. We got to rack you. Because I got to read a statement from Brett Brown. This is just in, Harry. A statement from your former coach. We knew him. We loved him for so many years. A reading from the statement. In 2013, I can't do it in his accent, though. In 2013, I can't do a Boston accent. I was employed to lead one of the most dramatic rebuilds in professional sports history. In the past 7 years, our players and coaches have evolved and grown, and I have a deep appreciation for the 102 players I have coached, but who's counting?
102.
I am grateful for my coaching staffs and their dedication to our common goal, while also proud to see three of my former assistants, now deservedly NBA coaches, head coaches, and one a major college head coach. I would also like to thank the ownership group led by Josh Harris and David Blitzer, former GM Sam Hinkie, the 76ers historic alumni, our passionate fans, and Philly, finally current GM Elton Brand, who I coached and worked with and worked for. He's a high-character talent that the 76ers are fortunate to have. I sincerely wish him, the players, and the next coaching staff my very best in the pursuit of an NBA championship. Thank you, Philadelphia. Statement from Brett Brown. At least he acknowledged the schmuck owners who just completely left his name out in their statement about having to blow that sucker up. So good for Brett Brown. He'll get a job. He'll get paid because they owe him money. If he doesn't get a job, he'll have a nice year off to chill. Maybe I'll take him down to Maryland, take him crabbing. Take him out to catch some flounders. Get some sea bass. Fishing, Harry. There's nothing more calming. Like golf, you go out there and you forget about stuff.
Yeah.
I'm out there on the sea. It's raining a little bit. You think I'm thinking about the NBA and LeBron and all this other crap and noise. You out there, you get away from it all, Harry. Mm-hmm. You dip that rod in the water, only good things can happen, Harry. And then fishing, that's even better.
What's your favorite joke, Tony?
No, I don't have time to tell that joke right now. Boston.
Has to do with cold water and deep water.
Yeah, I know.
I know. That's how I was doing it all day. Yeah, that water's deep, and it's cold, too. It's the other way around. That water's cold.
Deep,
and it's deep, too. I had the measurement out, Harry. We got a measurement. We want to thank everybody. Gonzo, Chuck Cooperstein, and everybody who called in and tweeted, and we'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody. God bless America.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.